Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Play here in the fourth quarter. Watson gonna go deep, all the way down to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Will Fuller.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Greg Gumbel, CBS, on the call there. I feel like I definitely lost money on whatever game that was. Whatever that Watson to Fuller game was, I probably lost. Maybe it was the over in the Texans-Bears game where Watson got hurt on that third
Rick
and goal.
Rick says Titans. Titans game in Tennessee.
Oh, I think we had Houston in that one, right? Catching points, and I think they covered.
Maybe.
No?
Yeah, I had Houston in a few terrible
in overtime.
Oh,
that was early in the season. That was early in the season, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a game I had Houston in. You might have had Tennessee, and I might have had Houston.
All I know is like
I actually think that happened.
I can't wait, man. I just can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great.
That voice you heard, by the way, like John the Baptist in the wilderness, our executive producer, Eli Hurst. Right. But you'll hear more from Eli over the course of the show today. We're excited for that, especially in our number three. Next segment, Michael Lombardi is going to join us. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. We got tons of NFL coming up this segment. And we will also lead off the first segment of our number two with some National Football League. We will get to Deshaun Watson coming up momentarily. You're a lot of news as it concerns Watson and the Houston Texans. But Ken, let's start at Lambeau with the Green Bay Packers, where it looks like this long, strange trip involving Aaron Rodgers is coming to an end. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport tweeting out earlier today that Rodgers has told people close to him, there's a joke to be made there involving his family, which I am above and would never make, so I will not, that Rodgers has told people close to him that he does plan on playing this season for the Green Bay Packers, which, as we've kind of said, kind of ad nauseum, we can get into like a little derivative of this, what happened at the end of last week, but it seemed like this has been the likely outcome for quite some time now. The Packers aren't going to trade him. Rodgers unlikely to retire. So it does look like we'll see Rodgers. We don't know if he's going to be there on Wednesday when the Packers report to training camp. Team president Mark Murphy saying in a press conference today, he doesn't know if Rodgers will be there on Wednesday, but the expectation is that Rodgers now will be under center for the Packers week number one, Sunday, September 10th in New Orleans against the Saints. And sportsbooks have adjusted, Ken. Green Bay -130 once again to win the NFC North, Minnesota +220, the Bears +400, Detroit plus never going to happen, Packers +1300 to win the Super Bowl, +600 to win the NFC. So let's start and we'll unpack Green Bay here. Anything to be done with this news? Now it looks like Aaron Rodgers likely going to be back for the Packers this season.
I don't think so, like at the moment, right? So in terms of, well, I got to get ahead of something that's definitely going to happen. If we're talking about all the non-win total markets, then like, should they be favored to win the division? Yes. Should it be that steep? Maybe we could have that discussion, but it's at least close. I think they should be greater than 50% to win the division right now, with him seeming much more likely than it was before to come back. Can they achieve some of the like super elite high ceiling markets that are kind of existed? You brought up NFC Championship and Super Bowl, you know, best record would be another one. Can they achieve something like that? Maybe. I mean, like they had the best record last year. So you know, like those things like seem achievable, but these markets all kind of looked fine to me, I guess. Like it's, and the reason why I say that is, and it sounds like kind of like lukewarm or mediocre, is just like Mark Melusis and I did this on Friday when it looked like Rodgers was going to retire, and I'm just like everything got pulled, like the markets have been down at a lot of places forever because we all thought there was just some ambiguity about what was going to happen. So like once we get word one, whether it was one way or the other, there wasn't really a lot available just to bet on. Like, there wasn't anything to get ahead of. Like, nobody kept up Packers win total with very, very, very few exceptions. You know, nobody kept up division with very few exceptions. You know, like the Super Bowl and NFC Championship odds have like such a high hold, and the prices are all kept like artificially down anyway, that they could keep Green Bay in, and it wasn't really gonna hurt a whole lot. So it was just, it was kind of a situation where whatever the outcome was, whether he was actually going to retire over the weekend or what we ended up getting, yes, he's going to end up coming back, is just, okay, like, now we're just back. Like, there wasn't anything to bet in the interim. You know what I mean? Like, nothing was in flux because nothing was available. And now that we're back here and it looks like he's going to play, and these are like a set of odds that looks to me like he's going to play, nothing really strikes me as interesting about taking like a position on the Packers. Like, do I think they'll be really good? I think they'll at least be good, maybe really good. I think Rodgers should be really high up to win MVP. I think the team should be pretty high up to win all the accolades, the high ceiling stuff. So that's what we've ended up getting. It doesn't really make me want to make a bet on anything. We can do win total separately when we get that in a bunch of places. But first, from like a big futures perspective, they reopened safely, right? Now that we kind of think he's going to come back. And I think these numbers all kind of make sense.
You know what? It's kind of forced me to think of, and I maybe have kind of changed my thought process a little bit on this. And I brought up, you know, a derivative of kind of the thought process that we had, which was that Rodgers was going to be back at the end of last week. And I know, Ken, I was off on Friday, but you and Mark Melusis talked about it. The reports out there that Aaron Rodgers was potentially going to retire on Friday. Yep. I heard what a lot of people were hearing on Friday from a source that I consider to be very good. It doesn't mean that this person is going to be right all the time, but has been right about a bunch of stuff. And that was kind of the caveat. It's like, no one really knows what's going to happen, but this was kind of like what people were hearing. I know Pro Football Talk did a big thing on this on Friday night, like sports books bracing for Aaron Rodgers' retirement. So like, this was an actual thing that was out there. Again, doesn't look like it's going to happen, but it was a thing that was out there. So I'm forced to, in that moment, Ken, on Friday, and I was texting you about this, right? Okay. Like, what do I want to do now if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play? Well, I like the Vikings a lot, right? And I guess now that Rodgers is going to play, or looks like he's going to play, I'm kind of forced to think about the Minnesota Vikings again. And like, do I want to think about the Vikings through a different prism now? And I think the answer is no. I think I like the Vikings this year, Ken, whether Rodgers plays in Green Bay or whether he doesn't play in Green Bay. Now, that doesn't mean that I think they're definitely going to win the division, or plus 220 is a great bet. 8.5 is the win total. I think they're going over that, whether Rodgers plays or doesn't. Like, I think that's kind of my biggest takeaway of all this, is I was forced to think about the Vikings in a different way, like if Rodgers doesn't play. And now that it looks like he's going to play, I kind of don't think I've changed my tune on the Vikings and what a defense that's likely going to be significantly improved. An offense that honestly should only be better than it was last year, year two with Justin Jefferson, if Dalvin Cook stays healthy, with a better offensive line. I think what this has showed me, Ken, is that I'm bullish on the Minnesota Vikings, maybe more than I was even like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it like made you want to make a bet, but it made you want to make a bet because like you already liked the thing anyway, I think is like a really good way of putting it, because it's not like...
And I still like it now, even if Rodgers is going to be back, I still like it.
But it's worth noting that like the over on Minnesota's win total got bet a lot on Friday. Like, you were not alone in making the bet that you made, which I think supports what you're saying. Like, a lot of people had the same thought, like, okay, either A, I just want to bet this because I think I'll get closing line value on it, I don't even have an opinion on Minnesota, or B, you know, I like Minnesota a lot, but I got to get it in right now, because like, what happens if it's Jordan Love? Now my number definitely goes away. Now the number at least goes up like another half win. But that's really all it would ever kind of go up, because we're talking about like 2 out of 17 games where the two teams would play each other and the win probability would be impacted like a pretty large amount. Like, it wouldn't like flip completely, like 100 to 100 the other way. So, I mean, like, what's the net of Aaron Rodgers retiring for the Vikings win total? Not a ton, right? It's more like the division odds are the thing that just would go haywire. That would be the thing that would change a lot. It made me think about bets that, like, do I want to put any bets in while this is in flux? Like, so let's, like, all the Packers markets are closed. It's Friday night. We drove to Newport on Friday night. So I'm laying on a pullout sofa bed. Heather's already asleep, and I'm like just on my phone, and the Olympics are on, but I like wasn't really paying attention. I'm like, all right,
when you've I go already to sleep, paid your respects to Mr. Shaw, I'm guessing, at this point.
He's in California working on like an important NFL project. Mrs. Shaw was staying in the... She got the bedroom. She got the master.
You're paying your respects and the kids, to Mrs. Shaw.
Okay. Yes, yes. Thank you very much, Mrs.
The old
Shaw.
Mother-in-law.
Thank you for having us. Yes, thank you for having us. And so I'm laying there, and I'm like, all right, when I wake up in the morning, it's possible Aaron Rodgers is retired. Like, is there anything I wish I had now of what's available? And so I'm going through, and I'm like, all right, well, like, NFC North really isn't up anywhere. And like, I like the Vikings, but like, do I want him at that price to win the division? Maybe. Do I want Vikings win total that's already juiced to the moon on like 8.5 or 9 that's like already kind of juiced a little bit? No, I could see them winning like about that amount and maybe still winning the division if Rodgers retires with like 9, honestly. Because like, is anybody definitely winning more than that? And I kind of get to, I actually got to a market that I referenced already and at least made me like pause a little bit. I got to Super Bowl in a couple places and I thought about betting on Tampa. Actually, which maybe a lot of people didn't make this one-to-one connection. And I kind of got to like Super Bowl and it was really more like, all right, who has Tampa at kind of like the craziest prices right now? And there were a couple Tampa sevens that were out there, which is a little aggressive. Like it's a little high. It was like 625. It's 6 in a few places. It's like 550 in a couple places. And I'm like, all right, let's say you retire. Like I like Tampa a lot this year anyway. You and I have done a little bit on it. Mark and I did it the last two Fridays.
They beat like, the Packers in the NFC title game.
Right. Not only that, but just like in general this season, like I think I like their win total over. I have a bet on them to win the division, and that price is only going to go up, I think, with the Michael Thomas news. But like, so I get to Super Bowl, and I'm just going, all right, like one of the most likely impediments to Tampa repeating might not have a quarterback anymore, and I like Tampa anyway. Like, do I want to bet on? So that's actually you. It's funny because you paused on for both of us. It was the same thing. It was a bet that we kind of liked anyway. Do we want to put it in? So you like Minnesota win total over. You think this news might happen. You're going to bet it anyway. Okay. Well, do I want to bet it right now and just get it over with? Maybe. And you decided yes. And I actually bet a little bit on Tampa to win the Super Bowl at a couple different, like kind of higher prices actually. And I didn't have that position, but I haven't been winning the division. I have a little bit on their win total right now, at 11.5, but like didn't bet any Super Bowl. Cause I was like, well, I'll just get a better price probably at some point. And this is a long slog of a season. And NFC West has really good teams and somebody like Dallas could end up being good. And maybe we have to talk about that. But with the Rodgers news, I was like, I think that was the bet that it in, like inspired in me. Basically, I had to find kind of the price that I wanted to, but there were a couple of those out there, even like 675. I was like, yeah, like I kind of, cause you're just thinking about the likely impediments, even if they make the playoffs from any seed. And it was about ceiling. And one of the only teams because of the quarterback that had a ceiling and we saw it literally play out last year, which is why it's easy for people to picture was Green Bay. So it just, you know, it doesn't mean I don't like the bet now. I still like Tampa to win the Super Bowl. Will I get as good of a, you know, will the price go up and now I get like a worse price maybe by a little bit, but like Tampa a lot. So that was kind of the bet that it inspired in me was like, I think I'm going to go bet Tampa to win the Super Bowl a little bit just in case I wake up. And now like I might get a really good price on Tampa with one fewer, very elite challenger in the conference.
New Orleans -2.5 against Green Bay in week 1, by the way, looks like a hilarious line. If there's no Michael Thomas,
I don't know what to do. Here's what we do.
We bet the Packers. You bet BetQL. Kostos and Barkley going over the big NFL news that we saw happen this weekend and earlier today. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to more on Rodgers with Michael Lombardi, Odyssey Sports NFL insider, former NFL GM, in the next segment. But let's quickly talk about Deshaun Watson here. Now, per Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero of NFL Media, the Texans now are open to trading Deshaun Watson, which is, oh, what a coinky dink.
Yeah, no kidding.
Training camp starting, and now they want to trade Deshaun Watson. Now, I know like a lot of people are carrying water for the team and for the agency. We see this happen all the time. Basic negotiation 101. The Texans want the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know what they're not going to get for Deshaun Watson right now? The sun, the moon, and the stars. Now, I have taken an informal straw poll amongst my NFL sources. And like I say that legitimately, like I actually do have NFL sources. And they're like split. The question I asked, Deshaun Watson definitely going to play this season? And it's funny, like half of them are like, definitely yes. This is not going to be concluded. He's at training camp right now. If he's suspended, it's only going to be a couple games. And the other half are like, he's in big trouble. He may miss half the season. We'll see what happens kind of with Deshaun Watson. NFL may want to make a statement here. So still kind of a lot to be unpacked as to like what's actually going to happen with Watson. He is at Texans training camp to avoid being fined $50,000 per day. If I had to put my money on it, I'm guessing he's the quarterback for the Texans this year, although who the hell knows? Or let me phrase that differently, that he's going to play this season. And if he's going to get suspended big time, it may happen next season. That's kind of where I'm at right now. The Texans may trade him, but he may end up playing this season for Houston or a different team. So we've got a couple different markets here, Ken. Houston 4.5 wins, underused about -170, +225 to have the worst regular season record. And will Deshaun Watson be traded? No, -200. Yes, +150.
Whew, man. Yeah, a lot to kind of think about there. And you and I have done Houston a little bit on the show, really. And the discussion always centered around the same thing. It's basically like, do we want to bet the under on this number, thinking that Watson won't be the quarterback? Like, how do we feel about that? And that's the only bet that is worth making if you kind of view it through that prism, basically. Like, if you think it's going to be Tyrod Taylor for 17 games or whatever, I just, like, if Watson, so I'll take it two parts. If Watson doesn't get, if it looks like Watson's not going to be traded, I'm not going to make a bet right now. So that's number one. If Watson gets traded and I can get like four, do I bet the under? That's actually something I've thought about. Do I bet them to have the worst record instead of betting under four? Basically being like, if they go under, three is still pretty likely to have the worst record in the league this year, I think. Not a lock, but like the twos and ones for sure are very likely. So that's something else I'm thinking about. If he stays, I don't think there's like any bet I want to make. Like, that's the crazy part to me. If he, because it's just, there's going to be uncertainty every week about his status. Even if we get like, no, he's good for the entire season. It's like the worst collection of talent I've ever seen around a player.
But he's still, I feel like, honestly, if you tell me that Watson's going to, we get like some kind of, not like blanket assurance, but like if Adam Schefter tweets, Watson likely to not, if he's going to be suspended, won't happen until like February 2022.
You would bet over. You'd bet over 4.5?
I just think he's so good and that division's really suspect that like he could single-handedly drag that ass to 5 wins and they could go 5-12. Not definitely.
I mean, don't bet then. Like, that's how they get the 4.5, literally, is that he does that. And if it's Tyrod Taylor and that collection of players, like, what is a realistic number of wins? I mean, I think I would rather bet worse record than under, too, by the way.
All right. I think that's a fair point. And again, +225 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, for the Houston Texans have the worst regular season record this year. So we've set the table. A lot of NFL topics today, headlined by Rodgers and Watson. Coming up next, we'll talk about that and more with Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mike Lombardi, going to tell you if there are any bets he thinks are worth making.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
All right, we've got a lot of tweets here from ESPN insider Adam Schefter, Ken, as it's hour number two here, You Better You Bet.
Yes, and happy to be back.
Great to have you back.
Yes, technology, unfortunately.
You know, it's just like, it's, you know, we got issues with it.
They're flip-flopping us all over the place here, too. We're all over the screen. Hey,
okay. So these are a series of tweets from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Yes. I'll try to summarize them as best I can.
Yep.
Packers offering concessions close to an agreement that would bring Rodgers back to Green Bay for at least this season. Deal is not done, but close. Over the past weekend, Rodgers and the Pack were able to reach mutually agreed upon terms that are close to convincing Rodgers to abandon plans he had to skip camp and instead show up to camp. The concessions do not include more money. Who cares? Great. The new agreement, once finalized, would help set up Rodgers' departure from Green Bay after this season. The Packers would agree to review Rodgers' situation at the end of this season. The 2023 year in Rodgers' contract, which is the last year in his current deal, would be voided with no tags allowed in the future per sources. So basically what this is, last dance. Like, Rodgers comes back, it's likely for this year. Devontae Adams comes back, it's likely for this year. So this is pretty interesting. You know, to paraphrase the late, great Jim Fossil, the former New York Giants head coach who passed away recently, rest in peace to Jim Fossil. They're pushing all their chips to the middle of the table, and whoever wants to get in can get in, and whoever wants to get out can get out. The Packers are calling their shot, Super Bowl or bust this year, before they turn to Jordan. Like, this was always going to happen, by the way, with Love. Like, you don't draft Jordan Love and then not play him. You need to know if you're going to exercise the fifth-year option on Jordan Love. So I think Love, as the starting quarterback for the Packers next season, makes a lot of sense. But Ken, by all accounts right now, it does look like we have not 100% clarity, but close to it. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this season, ending our long national nightmare.
Sure. And we talked to Michael Lombardi, or at least you did, for most of the last segment. And, you know, I was even going to tell him, like, I had really, over the course of the entire summer, never really like allowed myself to just think about like, yeah, like, do I think the Packers, like, what do I think the good number for the Packers is this year? Because the entire summer we've never had any clarity. So I feel like I never sat down and I was like, what number makes sense here? Like, what's a good like what win total makes sense? What are kind of the underlying metrics with this team? Like normal football stuff that I would actually look at with every other team. Cause I'm just like, let me just wait, and see what this, how this nightmare ends. So I can actually like handicap something reasonably well. Now that we can proceed with even more confidence that, that he's going to come back. I know Circa made a grand show of the idea that they left their win total markets up. It's 9 juiced over. I think it's the last time I checked. I'm going to guess it's probably 9.5 when places open. Sounds about right to me. I want to start there actually, just with like a additional bit of reaction that we didn't quite do the previous segment. And Michael Lombardi said this too, as part of the interview that I was actually on with, like he said, I love the over. And my first thought is I also, I don't know if I like love the over, but I think it should be higher in a 17 game season.
Like at worst you push, right? If Rodgers plays.
Malusis and I did it Friday and tried to be like, all right, if he retires, what is it? If he plays, what is it? And he's like, all right, if he plays, what is it? And I go, I don't know, like 10.5 juiced under. Like, I was like, I don't know, something like that makes sense. Like how is their division and their schedule, like even if it's tougher than some of the AFC teams with larger win totals, that's tough for me to get behind the idea that the 2-year pairing of this coach and this quarterback have produced insanely successful results. And now that we're sure he's going to play, it's not a double digit number in a season that's one game longer. Like it's a little peculiar. So I'll be curious. That's one place opening one market and keeping it open through news. So you have people trying to guess, right? If people think he's actually gone, you take an under position, like whatever. There's a lot going on there. When we have this consensus number back again, I'll be curious to see what it is. Do any places open too low that aren't Circa, you know, which I just don't have access to at this exact moment. You know, like that, I think that's the most interesting thing for me is where do we end up settling? Where do places start opening again on the Packers? And if it's going to be 9, forget about it for me, at least in my opinion, I'm guessing you feel the same way. I'd be curious, but 9.5, I think I would also like the over. I think 10 is probably like a tough decision. Like I would lean over, depends on what the juice is, would have to run it. But anything under 10 with him back with like, now that we have, I think like a lot of clarity that this is going to be a 1 year and done situation for them. So you have him for all 17 games. That's the most important thing for projection. Anything under 10 win total wise just seems like bettable to me to the over. That would be my first reaction.
That's impossible to disagree with that. If he's going to play 17 games, if Rodgers is going to be your quarterback, like they're winning 9, like they're going 9 right. and 8.
Well, they were 9 last year. Everybody bet the under last year because they drafted Love and everybody was like, thought that he was going to be unhappy. And they thought the team because they're expected.
It was a regression. So yes.
Yeah. Their expected wins were so much worse than their actual that every single person was like under. And it got bet hard. And like right away when the numbers opened, and it was 9 the year before that too. Not the first year with LaFleur, but like, it's not like every year, this isn't the Chiefs, right? It's not like every year with Mahomes and Reed. It's like, well, it has to be like 11 or you're just, it's crazy town. With Rodgers, we've had low win total numbers before. I just think like some of that was based on the coaching change and some of that was based on Rodgers' ability and the combination of those two things. Now that we have clarity on the two most important things, which are coach and quarterback, or like coach slash culture slash stability and quarterback. I just like has to be 10, right? Like just has to be 10. I don't know. It just doesn't. I mean, anything under 10 would make no sense to me.
Let's have a bigger picture narrative-y conversation. So I think this is all important and like, it's all very new and we're going to discuss all of it here. And I know that the analogies have already been drawn. They're going to continue to be drawn. This is the last dance, like the ESPN documentary about Jordan's final year in Chicago. And I think it kind of makes sense, right? If we know this is Rodgers' last year.
It's a funny comparison. I mean,
well, and I think
the Bulls won. They actually won a lot, by the way, which is a good comparison.
Well, Ken, like that's where I'm going with this, right? Okay. Like I understand from a content perspective and like Rodgers and Jordan, like Rodgers is a great player. Jordan's an all-time great people. Some people think that Rodgers is the best ever. Here, you know, the difference is obviously like the Bulls were coming off 2 championships in a row already. Phil was the coach, 5 championships up to that point. Then they won their 6. You know, LaFleur did not win the Super Bowl, the one Super Bowl that Rodgers won. That was current Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy. So I guess as I kind of like bandy this about in my head right now, is there a scenario where this with LaFleur's done an unbelievable job, and I'm not going to take anything away from him until I'm about to right now, which is like, are we sure? And this isn't even like a knock on him. I think you can have this conversation about anyone that hasn't been in a situation like this. Does this have dumpster fire potential? Like, is there any dumpster fire potential with the Green Bay Packers this year? With like, everyone knows Rodgers is out after this year. Everyone knows Devontae Adams is out after this year. Like, I get that the team should be good. I know that there are some people that are going to be like, this is the Rodgers FU tour. He's going to go nuclear scorched earth on the league. Adams is going to have a huge year. They're going to look to prove a point. And I get that. And I certainly see where people are coming from. But like, conversely, like the other side of the equation here, what if this is a dumpster fire? Like, if Rodgers gets hurt at some point, is he going to be in a rush to come back if he like breaks his collarbone like he did a couple years ago on the sack by Anthony Barr? Like, if Adams gets hurt, like, what's their loyalty level to the Packers this year? Are they selling all the way out this year? I'm not saying they're not going to. I'm just saying if we're going to entertain like the high level outcomes here, like Super Bowl, MVP, smashing the win total over, then I think we kind of have to entertain also like, is there a way that the wheels completely come off in an unprecedented situation here this year with the Green Bay Packers?
Sure. And it's worth noting, like, I'm definitely not the one on the other side saying Super Bowl, MVP, and NFC, all those things. Like, I don't like any of those bets. I don't like all those bets at all. I do like the win total over, depending on
what. Can I be honest with you? Yeah. I kind of feel like I could be wrong, and I reserve the right to change my mind. I kind of feel like it's one or the other. I kind of feel like they're either going 14-3 or they're going like 7-10 and Rodgers is only playing in like 8 games this year.
Okay. Well, if you took that approach into a betting market, you'd look for some alternate win totals. You'd look for like, you know, what's under 9, what's under 8, what's under, you know, and a lot of places offer those now. It's a really, really common market to find. And you'd find, you know, depending on what each place charges for a half win, and it'll be different in a lot of places. Maybe you could get some valuable stuff there. If you really think it's a dumpster fire, like, would you, I mean, I would not bet this. I mean, I would need a really crazy price to bet it. Would you ever bet the Packers to have the worst record?
You would need like Rodgers to like never play for that to happen.
Gets hurt early in the season and they lose out. I mean, they're like, I don't know. I mean, you're the, like, I'm trying to take your opinion and convert it into like, all right, so like, what would you bet on if you felt like that? If you felt like that was a thing? I mean,
probably alternates, I would say, would probably be.
And you'd probably bet, you'd bet like other teams to win the division would be another thing. And you already like Minnesota anyway. So, I mean, that kind of goes without saying. I don't know if I agree with like, well, it has to be that they're terrible or that they're amazing or that it's both extremes. It's never in the middle. I think it's more just like, I got to just see what the win total number is. They're already priced like, and maybe Eli can tell us this, like in comparison to the other teams in the conference and the other teams for Super Bowl, like where are they? Like, I know what the prices are. I can see them in the rundown, but like, are they second? Are they like, are like, is it Tampa them? Is it Tampa Rams them? I'm just kind of curious as like a framework for like thinking about them. Just
so
because
Bucks plus 300 to win the NFC, Packers plus 600, the Rams plus 600 too. 49ers right. Plus 625 and Seahawks plus 1100.
So if you're proceeding with the idea like, well, Rodgers is going to be amazing and the team therefore is going to have a lot of team success. Rodgers played all 16 last year and won MVP and they didn't make the Super Bowl. So like,
I can't tell you, like the second I'm going to take the tack that you took in hour number one, by the way, you bet thank you. Acosta's Barkley right. Going over the Aaron Rodgers news. even if Rodgers plays and they go 14-3, like, I'm taking Tampa. If there's a game, Tampa, Green Bay in the playoffs again, I don't care if it's at Lambeau. I don't care if it's Tampa. I don't care if it's on the moon. I'm taking the Buccaneers. I don't trust Matt LaFleur in a big spot. He showed you that with the field goal, which became like a joke on Jeopardy. Like, and Rodgers was like, yeah, it was stupid, basically. Like, I don't know that I trust LaFleur to kind of shepherd this team to a Super Bowl championship. So I think Eli's reading those odds. I got issues with the LA Rams this year, Raheem Morris replacing Brandon Staley. I got issues with the Seattle Seahawks, new offensive coordinator Shane Waldron. I think Pete Carroll's got oatmeal for brains. I've got issues with the other teams at the top of the NFC. You know who I don't have an issue with? Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I know plus 300 is not the most palatable bet to make, right? Especially like 5 months from now, we're going to find out if it wins or not. I mean, I don't know, man. It just kind of really makes me like Tampa Bay that much more.
Sure. I mean, you're preaching to the choir on Tampa just as a team that, I mean, I would just rather take Super Bowl because like they play anybody other than the Chiefs in the Super Bowl and they're favored for sure with if our rating holds for them, basically through the entire season, there are versions of Kansas City that make it to the Super Bowl where Tampa's a favorite. Like, I'll just take more than twice the odds and like the percentage, like I would rather just bet them to win the Super Bowl because I would like them in that game probably anyway. If they get there, like if they win the NFC, you're going to not like them in the Super Bowl. Like, it's just, I'll take whatever the most highest pinnacle achievement is. Right. Exactly. Like, it'd be one thing, like you'd almost rather bet. No, never mind. I was going to say something stupid. But yeah, I do. I like Tampa as well. So yeah, my opinion on Green Bay, I think you and I were only opposed in that, Like you think the range of options is like really good or really bad, but very unlikely in the middle. And I agree that I think there are like some extremes are possible, but I just think it's like they're pretty unpredictable. What's the average? Like, what's the win total going to be? Do I want to bet futures in advance right now? I would have to think about division again. Like, you're going to, so have you bet Vikings to win division yet?
I did on Friday.
And what price did you get on them?
I don't know, like two,
like high twos, something like that.
Something like that. 250, okay, yeah. Maybe something like that. Yeah.
Like I haven't thought about betting that division now, knowing Rodgers is back and what the valuable bet is. That's the only market that I would have to think more about before offering an opinion. I wouldn't bet Packers to win NFC Super Bowl at these prices. They're at least correct, if not too low / like the number's too low. And Rodgers MVP, like, God, we're going to have like a narrative talk about this at some point where it's like, if they know he's retiring and he has like another amazing season. Oh God, this is just like,
I mean, he's 100% winning. If he has another like ridiculous season, God. Mahomes does too. Rodgers is going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but he's also very like pretty low price to win that award. And there's obviously the two other candidates, like Mahomes could win. Brady could win. Those two teams are the most likely to be.
I'm sick of him. I'm sick of him already. I'm sick of Rodgers. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I'm over it. Because this season's he's all about Rodgers now, and he's not the best quarterback in the league. And like this season is going to be, this is the Aaron Rodgers season. God bless him, I guess.
He's not. Yeah. I mean, he's not the most accomplished quarterback in the league. And you know, maybe by a lot. And he's not
even in his own conference.
And he's not even he's not playing for the best team in the league. So, but you're right that it will become the Aaron Rodgers season. And this is, I mean, I love how you're saying you're tired of this now. It's July. Welcome to the next 6 months of like every single week, we're going to get some stuff about this and we're going to hear from him all the time. can you imagine if they're terrible?
I'm being honest with you.
Justin Fields is amazing. Like Bears win the division.
I don't care. I mean, I did bet on a couple of Vikings things here. Like, I don't care. Right. I hope they lose this year.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it all season with Aaron Rodgers. Like, I've had it.
Sure.
I've had it.
I mean, they won a lot the last 2 years. They're probably going to be pretty good. All I want to see is what the win total is. That's all I want to see. But I wouldn't bet them to achieve any like high ceiling stuff based on the prices that I've seen.
But like, okay. Like, what happens if I'm creating a scenario, a hypothetical here, week one against the Saints?
No,
I'm going to say, like, in all seriousness, right. Week one against the Saints, Matt LaFleur makes some kind of boneheaded coaching decision like he did in the NFC Championship game, right? Let's say that happens.
Right. James Winston, game-winning touchdown. Right.
Yeah. And, like, Rodgers gets questioned about it after the game. Rodgers comes out and criticizes. Like, do you think Rodgers cares at this point? Like, he's there and he's yes. out. Like, what's that right. going to do to this locker room? I'm just saying.
I have no idea.
They could go 15-2. I also think they could go 7-10 this year if the wheels come off. Like if someone gets hurt or if like this locker room explodes. I'm just saying. Just a thought.
Folks who work in content, they would very much like both of those options. Those are both very good content options.
All right. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll do some NBA here. The NBA draft's coming up on Thursday night, and we're going to bet on it pretty heavily. Odyssey Sports NBA insider Brian Scalabrine joins us with his latest intel Thursday night NBA draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We got some new wrinkles to the Aaron Rodgers story. I believe like CNN and the big news companies would call this a developing story. It's developing, all right. So also a couple new wrinkles, which we'll get to momentarily. I want to remind people that next hour, James Mazzola joins us to give us bets for Olympic golf. We've got college football coming your way, conversations about the Big 12, and I promise we're not going to talk about what's going to happen in 2025. We'll talk about Texas, Oklahoma, and the Big 12 this year. So you can look forward to that coming up in hour number three. NBA coming up as well here in this segment. But we got to tell you about our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, because other sites can. They might offer a big bonus, but then you know what they do. It's garbage, man. They make you play 10 times, 25 or more times to actually get your cash. That sucks. With BetRivers, it's simple. You play once and it's yours, always. And at BetRivers.com, you can log in every Monday and Friday. And guess what today is? It's not Friday, but it is Monday. And when you log in on Monday and Friday, you get a 20% live profit boost for any live bet that you want to make. So if you're going to make a live bet today, baseball, Olympics, whatever, you need to make it at BetRivers because you're going to get a 20% live profit boost just because it's Monday. And remember, like always, when you deposit $250, you get a $250 match. Whatever your first deposit is, BetRivers will match in full up to $250. They have the fast payout approvals. They've got the best customer service, and they are your hometown sportsbook. That hometown sportsbook, Ken Barkley, is, of course, BetRivers. Want to get to the wrinkles in this Aaron Rodgers story. I don't know how much this matters. I guess maybe it does from the betting perspective if we're going to do some narrative stuff here. And that is that Rodgers is apparently in some way, shape, or form, and if you're watching the show, you see me like frantically typing on my phone just to get these tweets up. So Rodgers is apparently going to be clearing some cap room for the Packers. I'm sure they're like deferring money or whatever, moving money around, sure, which is apparently going to give the Packers more money to sign Davante Adams to a long-term deal. So Adams might be removed from the Last Dance part of this equation if the Packers can lock him up. Apparently this is a thing that may or may not happen here. They're at least going to try to re-sign Davante Adams long-term. Rodgers is going to provide them with some salary cap relief for this year. And a bunch of insiders tweeting that Rodgers wants Randall Cobb back in Green Bay. This is a real thing. I'm not making this up. Cobb is on the Houston Texans. The Texans this weekend swinging a trade for former Bears second round pick slot receiver Anthony Miller. So feasibly there could be a slot opened up, pun intended there, for Randall Cobb in Green Bay. So that's a potential something that could happen here. But what's Jordy Nelson up to?
Anthony Miller trade? When was that trade?
This weekend.
So do you think the Packers called and said like?
Probably. That'd be my guess. Right. Almost, so like, not definitely,
it's unlikely that they traded for Anthony Miller in a vacuum, I guess would be my point. Like, they probably did so with the understanding that there's probably, like, maybe a deal in principle to send Randall Cobb back to Green Bay because that's part of the, I mean, the Last Dance stuff was Friday night late on social media, like, those two things. So, you're right about, you said this earlier in the show, like, there are not betting implications to this, but it is very, very interesting, I have to admit, even as two people who do occasionally do a segment called What We're Not Talking About, like, it's the best player in the most important sport in the country. So, like, it's, when he does stuff, and yes, there are betting market ramifications, it is very interesting, like, how the team is going to be composed, actually, a team that was one play away from going to a Super Bowl.
So I wonder, Jordy Nelson next? I would mention, like, Greg Jennings or Jermichael Finley, but, like, Rodgers hates both of their guts. Like, so I guess it may be James Jones going on come there. Back with the hoodie, right. You know? So we'll see if we're going to bring the band back together for Aaron Rodgers. Right. What's Donald Driver up to these days? Maybe Ryan Grant in the backfield. Get the whole band back together for selfish Aaron Rodgers for what could be his final season in Green Bay. So that's the latest. As the world turns, or as, like, the cheese turns, I guess, over in Green Bay in Wisconsin sounds with disgusting. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, man, cheese turning is not good.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Isn't that like a delicacy? Like, isn't cheese have to get like really ripe for people to
like
it?
Well, Bill just typed in the chat, and it actually made my stomach turn as the curds turn.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tell you, as someone though,
NBA draft.
you ever been to Lambeau Field?
I have, not for a game. So I was born in Wisconsin. Actually, I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show. And we moved when I was like a couple of years old, but we would go back all the time to see friends. And anybody like remotely follows the team knows that when the Packers, they have like a tradition, right? Where like when they on their practice field to get from their practice field to the locker room, all the kids in the area will like ride their bikes to the practice area and like give players a lift up to the locker room. I think it's like that's the facilities that are involved. So
God, I would not want to be a part of that.
So like, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously this was like pre-COVID and I actually took part in this. God, I was like 12, maybe something like that. Travis Jervey, do you remember him? He was like a third string running back. Like,
yes.
I think you remember
the name sounds familiar. Yes.
Yeah. I gave him a lift back to the locker room. So there's like all the kids waiting around. They did a bunch of features on it and stuff anyway. So I've never been to the facility for a game, but I was, around the facility a lot. Cause like we would like go on vacation to Door County. We would see friends in Milwaukee and everything. So familiar with the area.
I produced a couple training camp shows on radio for Sirius XM at Lambeau, and like the curds that they have, and I forget what they're called. It's like Lombardi, something or other, like that huge concourse. Sure. Gotta tell you, delicious.
Oh,
absolutely
sure.
Delicious. All right. We'll do some NBA draft here.
We can talk about Cheesebird some more. It's up to you.
I kind of want to talk about He-Man, honestly, because I loved He-Man on Netflix this week.
That was one of my favorite. Why don't we do that later?
That was one of my favorite action figures
growing up. I have not watched any new stuff. So.
We'll have a long conversation about this.
Great. We're on until 7. Love it.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.